morning again. My name is Johnny Williams, organizer at Good Jobs LA.
Banks have foreclosed on thousands of homes in South LA. Today's tour showed how banks are failing to keep up with these properties in accordance with the city's blight ordinance. The ordinance charges banks $1,000 a day per blighted home.
When you live in an area like this that's already gang and drug infested, it kind of takes the morals away from the kids and the young adults as to how they feel about themselves to have to walk past something like this every day or be afraid to walk by it at night.
One of the tour's organizers, David Mazariegos, says it's important to make the banks accountable in South LA.
Well, number one, the city could definitely enforce the blight ordinance that charges the banks $1,000 a day per blighted home. The ordinance is on the books right now, but we need it to be enforced aggressively.
Neighbors living next to these homes spoke up about what they've experienced. Miguel Lopez says in one house, the owner let a squatter stay there.
See all the trash?
They had kids up in there. We talked to the girl. They said they called child services on her already. But other than that, I don't know what's been going on with this house. This is the only house abandoned here. And there's black, but it's getting worse. They just leave it there.
Organizers of the tour say the blighted homes are bringing down the value of other properties in the neighborhoods because of their poor condition and their appeal to drug and gang activities. City officials have said that the city just doesn't have enough inspectors to visit these properties and enforce the law. This is Sarah Politis with Annenberg Radio News.